ఎవ్రీ మంత్ర ఉద్దాలక ఇస్ కాలింగ్ హిస్ సన్. శ్వేతకి సౌమ్య సౌమ్య సౌమ్య, యునో, టు హోల్డ్ ది అటెన్షన్. అస్య సౌమ్య మహతో వృక్షస్య యో మూలే అభ్యాహన్యాత్ జీవన్ స్రవేత్ యో మధ్యే అభ్యాహన్యాత్ జీవన్ స్రవేత్ యో అగ్రే అభ్యాహన్యాత్ జీవన్ స్రవేత్ స ఏషః జీవేనాత్మనా అనుప్రభూతః పేపీయమానో మోదమానస్తిష్ఠతి. ఓకే, హి గివ్స్ అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. ఉద్దాలక గివ్స్ అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. ఇన్ దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వాట్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు సే ఇస్ జీవ ఈస్ నాట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు డెత్. జీవ హ్యాస్ నో బిగినింగ్, జీవ హ్యాస్ నో ఎండ్. జీవ ఆల్సో అనాదిహి అనంత. జీవ హ్యాస్ నో బిగినింగ్, జీవ హ్యాస్ నో ఎండ్, నో డెత్. Then what is death? Then who dies? Then when something called death happens, death is for whom? Who is the one who dies? What is that which dies? If jiva is not subject to death, jiva has no death, jiva does not die. Means who is dying then? Body alone dies. Body becoming lifeless is called death. Body becoming lifeless is called death. When the body becomes lifeless, what happens to the body? It becomes disintegrated. Disintegrated means what? It remains in its original form of elements, goes back to the elements. The physical body completely, the form goes, disappears, and getting disintegrated, it remains number 5 elements again. So that is only, see, body continues to be there in different form, in the form of elements. That obtaining in the form of elements is what? Is not total disappearance, is not total destruction. That change of the physical body, getting disintegrated into the elements, is called what? Relative destruction, which is the change. That is called as death. But what happens to jiva? Nothing happens to jiva. Jiva is anadi. Jiva is also what? Has no end also. So when it means jiva manifests, when the jiva resolves, the resolution of jiva into its swarupam, when the jiva resolves, the jiva is said to be withdrawn from the physical body. When the jiva is withdrawn from the physical body, that is when the body becomes lifeless and body dies. Dies means becomes disintegrated into elements. That here Uddalaka wants to explain through the example of a tree. He says, Hey Somya, Asya Mahataha Vrikshasya. There must have been a big tree in front of his house or somewhere. He must be showing that big tree to his son. Asya Mahataha Vrikshasya. This big tree, and of this big tree, Yaha Mule Abhyahanyat. Abhyahanyat means cut a little of the tree. Jivan Sravet. And you can see the sap coming out of the plant. Any plant you cut, the sap really will be flowing. You can see the flow of the sap of the plant. That's called Jivan. It is alive. The plant is alive. And then Sravet. Sravet means what? The sap we had mentioned. We had to support that word. The sap of the plant, Sravet, means it flows. Then Madhye Abhyahanyat. And if you cut it near the root, it again you can see this sap flowing, it is alive. Madhye Abhyahanyat, in the middle, little bit if you cut also, Abhyahanyat, then Sravet. Again you can see the water, the sap flowing. Yaha Agre Abhyahanyat. Again the front if you little cut the tree. Jivan Sravet. Again there is a sap flowing. Which means Saha Yeshaha Jivena Atmana Anuprabhutaha. Which means this tree is what now? It is Jivena Atmana Anuprabhutaha. It is endowed with the life. Jivena Atmana Anuprabhutaha. It is endowed with the life means the tree has a jiva. The tree has life. Who is a jiva? No, the consciousness manifest is called jiva. The knowledge manifest is jiva. Therefore, jivena atmana anuprabhutaha. Because it has the knowledge consciousness manifest in the tree which is the jiva. The life of the tree, plant. And then that tree, pepiyamanaha, anuprabhuta means what? Having this jiva pervading, which means there's not only one particular part the jiva is. Whichever part of the tree you cut, you can see the sap flowing. And that which means the jiva pervades the entire plant. Is it not the jiva pervades the entire plant? Jiva is not sitting in one particular part of the plant. Where is jiva? Where is the life of the plant? Isn't it? The whole plant in every nook and corner, every part of the in and through the plant is, the tree is completely pervaded by jiva. Is one fact. By showing this, cut at the root of the plant, cut at the, in the front, cut the other side of this plant tree, and everywhere, what do you see when you cut? You don't go and cut the tree big, okay? We don't recommend himsa. Only for example, you can't ask, no, come on, cut your finger and see whether life is there or not. He can't tell you. So, he just says what? When you even break a small twigs or branches, you can see the sap flowing, which means this tree has jiva, the life pervading the whole tree. In the same way. And then that jiva, pepiyamanaha. How do you know this life is there, the sap is flowing? Pepiyamanaha means absorbing water from the earth through its roots. Pepiyamanaha, drinking the water. And producing its own food through photosynthesis, modamanaha tishtati. It looks so happy. We don't know how tree is happy or not. Is a modamanaha now remains happy, fresh, tishtati. It remains how? The tree remains, it looks fresh and happy. When sometimes, you know, when it rains, and then all the leaves look very clean, the dust goes, and you can see the tree looks really healthy, lots of leaves and flowers. You can say what? Oh my God, the tree looks very Healthy means, we said the tree is very happy. Modha manaha, happily the tree remains there. How? Absorbing water, drinking its water through its roots. Which means the tree has life, means there's a jiva in the tree. And that jiva, which part of the tree jiva obtains? The whole tree, all the parts of the tree, in and through, pervaded by jiva. Okay, that's understood. Now, what's the next mantra? Asya yad ekam shakham jivo jahati atha sa sushyati. Now, ekam shakham jivaha jahati. Now, what happens? You can see the whole tree full of life. And one particular branch alone becomes dry. In the whole full tree, which is full of life, one branch of the tree becomes dry and brown. You know, even if you break it, nothing comes. No sap or anything. It's a dead branch of a tree. Okay, a tree which is alive. Dead branch. The branch alone is called a dead branch, but the whole tree still has life. Okay, how do you differentiate the dead branch from the branch which is alive, still has life, the lifeless branch and the branch with the life? What is the difference? The jiva is dead or what? You said the jiva pervades the whole tree, which means whichever part of the tree, whichever branch of the tree, the jiva has left. I mean, if the jiva is withdrawn, the jiva has left the branch, and that branch alone becomes dead. So he says, Ekam shakam jivaha jahati. If the jiva, the manifest knowledge, the manifest consciousness, leaves at one particular branch, then what happens? Sa sushyati, that branch alone becomes dry. Okay? Which means, when the jiva leaves, branch becomes dry, branch becomes lifeless, branch becomes dead. But the jiva does not die. That's first lesson. The jiva does not die. Okay, now he's going. See the next sentence now. Dvitiyam jahati. Dvitiyam jahati. Atha sa sushyati. Sa sushyati. When this jiva leaves the second branch also, then that second branch also dies. Tritiyam jahati atha sa sushyati. When this jiva leaves the third branch, the next branch, that third branch also dies. Then finally, the jiva leaves the whole tree. Sarvam jahati. Sarvaha vrikshaha sushyati. The jiva leaves the entire tree, then the entire tree dies. Which means, what he wants to say here is, the jiva does not die, the tree alone dies. Similarly, when you say all these living beings, the death happens. When the death of any living being happens, through the example of the tree, Upanishad wants to teach one fact, that there is no such thing called death of the jiva. Because jiva is none other than manifestation of knowledge. In a plant also there is manifestation of pure knowledge, there is consciousness. In all the living beings there is manifestation of consciousness, which is jiva, isn't it? The jiva does not die. What dies then? What dies is only the upadhi dies. Upadhi becomes lifeless. The death of a tree means, the death of the given branch means, that branch has become lifeless. No more twigs will come from there. It won't shoot again. The sprouts won't come there. It is dead. It can become menu for other plants, that's all. Isn't it? Which means, death happened, the jiva leaving the upadhi, being withdrawn from the upadhi is called what? Death of the body. But it is not the death of the jiva. When the whole tree, the jiva leaves means, living means what? Jiva doesn't go anywhere else. No, that it resolves means then the whole tree dies. Okay? Now let us see the next one. Yevameva khalu somya.
Yevameva khalu somya.
Vidhi.
Vidhi.
Iti. Hovacha.
Hovacha.
In this manner, please understand this fact. Now, Upanishad gives some fact. This line also we have to memorize. Jivopetam.
Jivopetam.
Vava.
Vava.
Kila.
Kila.
Idam mriyate.
Idam mriyate.
Jivopetam vava kila idam mriyate. You have to memorize that sentence. Jivopetam vava kila idam mriyate. Jivopetam idam mriyate. What you have to remember? Jivopetam idam mriyate. See, the next, Uddalaka is telling his son, hey Somya Vidhi, may you know this fact. Vava means it's only expression, okay, simple expression here. It doesn't have any particular meaning. Jiva upetam idam mriyate. Idam means this body. This body alone dies. Idam mriyate. Mriyate means what? Dies. You came across this verb in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Na jayate mriyate vakadachit. There is, you learnt. Na jayate mriyate vakadachit. Jiva never is it born, never does it die. It has no beginning. Jivaha anadihi. This one fact, all the schools, all the astika darshanani, all of them accept this what? Fact what? Jiva has no beginning. Okay. Na mriyate. Jiva does not die also. There is no death or birth for jiva. Na mriyate. Then what dies? Idam mriyate. This physical body alone dies. This physical body alone dies. But when does the physical body die? You already know. Physical body dies means, physical body alone becomes object to death means, physical body becomes lifeless. This lifeless, it is as good as a bark of wood. Isn't it? Like a trunk, wood like. Kashtamiva, it's like a wood. Then it becomes disintegrated and becomes one with the elements. That's all. This is what happened. It's called a death. But what happens to jiva? Nothing happens. Jiva is very well there. When does this death happen? Whenever jiva apetam. Jiva apetam means when the jiva leaves, when separated from jiva, the body dies. No, apa eti, e dhatu, eti verb, apa is a prefix. Apeti, apeta means separated from jiva, this body is dead body. But who determines the separation of jiva from the body? Karma. Isn't it? Karma determines, that's okay. So, whenever, this is a fact, may you understand, a jiva does not die. You do not die. Understand? you are subject to death. You are Brahma. A Jiva, you are Brahma. Jiva is Brahma. Jiva is Ishvara. You Jiva or Brahma. Essentially you are Brahma. Therefore you have no death. Jiva has no death. Then what dies? When the Jiva is separated from the body, body becomes dead. Okay, that is one fact. What is the expression here? Jiva apetam. Jiva apetam. Idam mriyate. The vava, killa, etc. can leave. Jiva apetam. Idam shariram mriyate. You can leave the vava, leave it. Killa, leave it. What sentence you have to memorize? Jiva apetam. Idam shariram mriyate. Say that. Jiva apetam. Idam shariram mriyate. Separated from Jiva, this body alone dies. Becomes lifeless. Dead. Body becomes dead. Jiva does not die at all. Iti. Okay, this is the lesson he wants to teach. Hey, there is life in the whole tree. Whichever part of the tree you cut, you can see the sap flowing. Therefore, the tree has Jiva. And whichever part you see, the lifeless, the dead branch, there life is, there's a Jiva. Yes, the Jiva apetam idam mriyate. He gives example first. In the same way, in your own physical body also, wherever Jiva's blessing is not there, that part alone becomes what? Paralyzed, isn't it? Everything is there. Something. Like, isn't it? Suppose one finger alone doesn't work. That doesn't mean you are not alive. Okay? When the Jiva leaves the mind, the mind main switch is turned off, all the switches get turned off, it becomes a dark room. Lifeless. Dark, lifeless room. And has to be sent somewhere for disintegration. You don't need to do much work. Nature will take care of itself. Which means Jiva has no death, to teach that one lesson. See, whole Bhagavad Gita is what now? Teach, repeat only this. That's why understanding Bhagavad Gita is really understanding the whole Shastra, Veda, Upanishad Shastra. Oh, second chapter now, so many verses. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavita nana bhuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Jivaha nahanyate sharire hanyamane. Vrikshe hanyamane jivaha nahanyate. The jiva is not destroyed and the body is destroyed. Body is disintegrated. In fact, when the jiva is separated from the body, body is dead body. So death is for the body, not for the jiva. And you, the jiva, are Brahman. So the same thing what we understood now. So there's many occasions when there is resolution. In sleep, there's a resolution of the jiva. In death, there's a resolution of jiva. In dissolution, there is a resolution of jiva. You know, there's a merger happens. Same that then at the time of deluge, there's a resolution of jiva. Again, in videha mukti, there's a resolution of jiva. Isn't it? Therefore, every time the jiva resolves, jivan is what? There's no jiva, there's only Brahma. Jiva resolved is Brahma. Is it? Wave resolved is what? Water. Jiva resolved is Brahma. So in every, you, when you are resolved, you are Brahma. Even when you are Jaras Jeeva also, you are who? Who are you? Brahman only, but you don't know, that's the problem. So before the, you wake up from sleep, you are Brahma. And after you fall asleep, you are Brahma. When there is no identity, no individuality, isn't it? There is no Namarupa, you are Brahma. Namarupa itself is not a problem. Identity with the Namarupa is the problem. Because of the ignorance. So, before death, isn't it? After death, until you are born, you are Brahma. After you are born also, you are Brahma. But you do not know you are Brahma. Why? Because of identity, because of ajnanam, because of the individuality, because of the qualifications, you are a limited individual jiva. After death again, you come back. You resolve, you come back. In sleep, you resolve as Brahma, you wake up as an individual. Resolve as Brahma, you wake up as an individual. You resolve as Brahma and wake up, then become an individual. Seemingly you're individual. Again, resolve as Brahma, wake up. Fall asleep, Brahma. Wake up, identify with the body and its complex, jiva. The same way what, after, when you resolve, again you don't wake up, body is dead. And you wake up in a different new body. But an atyantika pralaya means when a wise person, a jnani, after exhausting his parabdha, when he passes away, what happens? That jiva resolved does not come back. No, why? There is no mind. The mind must be there for the manifestation of consciousness to be there. For the aham vritti to be there, isn't it? Therefore, atyantika pralaya means that is the absolute resolution of jiva. Because the jiva cannot come back as jiva, jiva remains as Brahma. Why? Ajnanam is resolved. It's called atyantika pralaya means absolute resolution. In Ramana Maharishi's words, that is the real death. Why? You will not be coming back. We don't want to use a bad word there, death actually. You are very life. Isn't it? Is it clear now? Atyantika pralaya. Until then, you come back and go come. Even then, even atyantika pralaya, jiva is not, doesn't become, jiva does not die. You remain resolved as Brahma. After atyantika pralaya, videha mukti, for the one who has attained videha mukti, then the jiva remains resolved as Brahma forever. No more return. It's called videha mukti, liberation. So what is the lesson here? Jivasya, there is no death. So it's going and until then what happens? You resolve as Brahma, come back as jiva. Resolve as Brahma, come back as jiva again. Coming back as jiva means what? With the nama rupa, when you are man, you are there with nama rupa, and because identity, you have the jiva status. Avyakta vyaktaya sarvaha. Is it? From being unmanifest, you all beings become manifest. Again, the result. Therefore, jiva has no death is the lesson. Now, he wants to give second thing. He concludes that. Saha. Okay. Na jivaha mriyate. Okay, let us read the first sentence again. Yeva meva khalu somya. Vidhi. Itiha uvacha. Jiva, jiva petam,
jiva petam,
vava,
vava,
kila,
kila,
idam, miriyate, Jiva apetam idam shariram mriyate. Jiva apetam idam shariram mriyate. Na jivaha mriyate.
Na
jivaha na mriyate. Jivaha na mriyate. Iti. And that jiva which does not die at all, which is another than Brahma, for you are that Brahman. Either you, the jiva, or Brahman, you don't die at all. I will die, I'm going to die, I'm a mortal. All the notions you have about yourself, please hear correct. Okay, that's the meaning. Sahayaha yeshaha.
Sahayaha yeshaha.
Anima,
anima,
yetadat, aitadatmyam, idam sarvam, tat satyam, sa atma, tatvamasi shvetaketo, sa atma, tatvamasi shvetaketo, tattvamasi shvetaketo iti. He teaches stops. Okay? He likes to repeat. Bhuyaha eva ma bhagavan vijnapayatu. Oh my Lord, would you please teach me little more? Again, please teach me something. Bhagavan vijnapayatu. May the teacher teach me again. Little more, I want to know. Tatha Somya, you want to learn more? Okay. Tatha Somya, itiha uvacha. Iti ekadashaha khandaha. Okay. Here, I want to stop and tell you. In Shankar Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, he wants us to think. No? What does he want to say? Important lesson comes. See, few things he mentioned, but at least let us know at least one thing. We all take this example seriously, okay? Oh, all the rivers originate from the ocean. Before they originated as different rivers with different names and flowing in different places toward different directions, they all remained as one ocean with one form, one substance called water. The name was ocean only. And then after they originated flowing here and there, all over struggling, again finally they apiyanti, samudrameva apiyanti, they return to the ocean, they remain resolved again as ocean. In between alone they have this difference, isn't it? Now the question may come, yes, the rivers all go back. Again, the waves also we can talk. In the same ocean, many waves arise and the waves exist and the waves resolve in the ocean. When the waves resolve, again the waves come, same waves come back or the new waves come back. Which waves come back? Actually, in there, say, different new waves come there. So, we should not stretch the example. And we may think, no, which means the jivas originate and jivas live and jivas return, remain resolved as Brahman. Again, when the after dissolution, deluge, again, when the jivas come back, the new jivas come back, or the old jivas come back. Okay? There, please understand, no new jivas. Old jivas only come back. When the jivas remain resolved, they remain resolved, the individuality also remains resolved. It's not destroyed for good. When you resolve, individuality is not known, that's all. Individuality is still there because of ajnanam, ignorance. Only in ignorance individuality will resolve. Only in the wake of knowledge individuality will be resolved. When you come, as you live as jiva, then you live ignorant throughout life and you die as ignorant, then you resolve, you are Brahman only. Every day in sleep you are Brahman. But do you know you are Brahman? No. Therefore in sleep you remain resolved as Brahman. You only wake up next day, not somebody else comes. New jiva does not come. Yesterday some other was there, today new person comes to this house. No, you only wake up every day in the morning. The jiva who fell asleep alone, what now? Not jiva who fell asleep, sorry. The jiva who remained resolved, one with Brahman alone, comes out as jiva, same jiva comes back in the same mind when it wakes up. Is it clear? Jivas do not change. Same jivas come back. How many times? We don't know how many times. Until the jnanam takes place, you go, come back, you go, come back, you go, come back. Pona maapule thirumbi vandar. Okay? Go, come back, and go, come back, you go, come back. Suppose if you say, why can't we say that way? So just the waves go and dissolve, the new waves only come. Not the same waves do not come. At that, jivas also, the new jivas go back and the new jivas come back from Brahman. If you say, there will be a defect. What will happen? Vaishamya nairgrinya doshaha will be there. Krita hana abhyagama papa doshaha will be there. What does it mean? I'll tell you here. Imagine if the jivas die like that, the new fresh jivas are created. Means, the created jivas, simply they created, just like that jivas are created means, and they create on the basis of, on what basis the creation of the jivas happens. Before, when the same old jivas come back means, the creation of jivas is based on their punya papa, their prarabdha karma, their karma. The karma becomes the cause for the, manifestation, isn't it? Creation of the jivas. Then that is okay. If you say jivas simply come on their own, the new jivas come means there is karma, then who created this jivas? You have to say what? Helplessly you have to say, Bhagavan, the Lord, God has created the jivas, you have to say. Because karma is not the cause. There is new fresh jivas. You said that because you don't know, you have to put the blame on Bhagavan only. If the God has created the jivas means, and all the differences and all, either God has to create all the jivas uniformly, like the Victorian London houses. They all should look alike, isn't it? There were any difference at all. Same architect. Same size and same road and same front, and my God. In another 1,000, 2,000 years, these houses will remain, I think. Same rows, isn't it? Yes. And then you knew all the jivas must look alike. And then they should have same amount of pleasure, same amount of everything, same pain, same pleasure. Everything same, no difference. Maybe uniformity. There can't be variety in the creation. Difference in the creation. What creation is this? Then there can't be any purushartha, punya papa, nothing. Everybody will be enjoying everything. Nobody can be proud of other person. Suppose if the Bhagavan wants to have fun, no? He'll feel bored with it. So he wants to have the variety. Okay, some are rich, some are poor, some are beautiful, some are ugly. Some look dark, some look white, some look, you know. And then some places are cold and hot, extreme climates, not beautiful like Coimbatore. Okay. All these different climates and all those problems. Then what happens? Then what you say? There will be violation of moral order. Why? Because God is very partial. Some people, He purposely He made them look ugly. First of all, He made them look very nice, very healthy, and some are very sick, some are suffering in the hospital. Some He created as the doctors, some He made them as sick people. And some people have to pay a lot of money. Some people can enjoy benefits and eat simply eating without paying any tax. And then, my God, Bhagavan will be into trouble. Therefore, otherwise, what happens? One more thing. Suppose people come, okay? And people who died, they would have done lot of papam and punyam. And they would not have exhausted their punya papa. And these people die without paying their debts back. They don't want to come back again. Again, violation of moral order. Why? I did lot of papams. I'm going to pay back. Take all the loans from the government and go away from this country. Don't need to pay back. This bank, poor bank, bankers cannot go and catch this fellow. Go hide somewhere in some other place. That country is national. You can't go and search for him. Like that, jivas also, what will happen? Jivas, suppose they die, go back, without having exhausted their karma punya papas, and then they escape the punya papas. If punyams are there, if they go back without exhausting, it's okay. The papams are there, if they go back without exhausting, what happened? It is not right. Then the new jiva have come back and they are exhausted, they are going through a lot of punya pains and pleasures, and they are, what now? They are unnecessarily punished for karma which they have not done at all. Is it clear? Therefore, what is the lesson from here? There will be Vaishamya Nairgrinya Doshaha Krita Hana Akrita Abhyagama Doshaha. Akrita Abhyagama Dosha Krita Hana. Kritasya Hanam. Whatever karma, whatever has been done before, that remains unexhausted. Those people escape. And people who come newly without not having done anything else, they have to unnecessarily go through the suffering, which means there's a violation of order. Isn't it? Therefore, this dosha can't be there. It's not possible. We all have to come back to pay our debts back. To Bhagavan, in Pooja Swami's words, we have to settle accounts with Ishvara. Okay? If I take now and go back, is cheating everybody, Bhagavan will make me come back in some corner of the world, some tiny little being, I'll be born and come back, and whoever I had to pay back, that person come and sit in front of me. I had to pay sometime or the other, like a villain, isn't it? My God, Bhagavan, amazing order. That's why, whatever I do, it will come back to me. And that is why all the jivas will be coming back again and again and again and again. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grinnati naroparani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sayati navani dehi. So leaving the old bodies, taking new fresh ones, this fellow will come back. Jivasya jivaha namriyate. But when will jiva not come back? Only in atyantika pralaya. That is called atyantika pralaya, means only in the wake of the reality as one's own self, When self-ignorance is resolved, this person lives as a Jeevan Mukta with a clear vision of Aham Brahma Asmi. When this person leaves, when the Parabdha gets over, the mind will be resolved for good because there is no seed of Ajnanam. Therefore, mind is not there. Mind cannot arise. Therefore, manifestation is not possible. Therefore, that jiva is resolved for good. Does not die even then. After jnanam, you remain resolved as Brahman. No more samsara. Punarapi jananam is not there. Okay?
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.